Meet the Archer David Uprichard by Michelle J. Featured in fourth issue of the Irish Field Archery Monthly e-zine. I've met David Uprichard quite a few times now, and unusually, for me, the more time I spend with him, the more I like him. He is a quiet person, not typically shy perhaps, but a man with a calm confidence, an air of capability and reliability, a person who inspires trust. David began shooting back in 2004, when his longtime friend and neighbor, Wellesley McGowan, invited him to have a go. Wellesley's repeated invitations eventually prompted David to decide that a nice stress-relieving hobby might be the antidote to his increasingly hectic and all-consuming occupation. Within 2 weeks of starting to shoot, David was hooked and determined to improve. He purchased his first bow, a recurve, the first of a series of Hoyts, which he continues to shoot to this day. Kilmore was at this point an archery GB club, under the auspices of WA in 2006, David was invited to represent Northern Ireland in the Commonwealth Target Archery Championships in India. Unfortunately, due to the nature of his work and his sole responsibility for carving 40 cows that month, he was unable to go. In 2008, whilst still shooting archery GB, David went to the British Indoor Championships and was part of the Northern Irish squad, who placed third. This was his first big international. David continued to compete regularly, and during a family holiday to Canada in the summer of 2008, he took part in a 720 in Ontario, sharing a target with Canadian Olympian Crispin Dunas as he set a new Canadian record, which David signed as scorer. His career highlight, to date, remains WFAC in South Africa in 2018. The tournament was conducted over four separate field courses, all on private game reserves. David recalls the experience vividly, not only for the spectacular wildlife and scenery, but also because he was fourth overall in his bow style and won the B-class gold medal. David's competition timeline is impressive to say the least. What is even more interesting to note is that he actually competes in two bow styles, preferring recurve for targets and compound for 3Ds. Aside from David's impressive and varied history as a competitor, he is also a Level 3 IFAAA instructor, a qualification he gained at Kilmore, during the first ever non-European mainland running of an IFAAA Level 3 course. David not only gained his Level 3, but played a bit part in facilitating the course at Kilmore. This experience aided him during the planning and successful hosting of EIAC in 2020 in Belfast, where he was director of shooting. Despite COVID, the archers that were able to attend declared it to be superbly staged and impeccably run. When I asked David why he became an instructor, he told me that he had to be persuaded to do it because he felt more comfortable with cows than people, but that the experience helped to improve his own archery as much as he was helping others, so in giving back, he still gained so much. As a member of the Northern Ireland Target Squad, he was coached to a high level and believes that support is vital to correct development. His advice to all archers, no matter their level of experience or bow style, is to put in the work. He says there is no substitute for hard work, but the efforts must be actually productive and not detrimental, which could be the case without supportive and directed help from a suitably qualified coach. There's no point in practicing the wrong thing, as David succinctly puts it. Perhaps it is because of his background in farming and having sole responsibility for the family farm that gives him an unshrinking and steadfast work ethic. The solid determination and quiet ability to complete whatever task is at hand is an attitude that I find inspirational and truly admire. He maintains that an open mind is the most important attribute an archer can have, and he certainly embodies this, having gone so far beyond his comfort zone and achieved so much, and in two bow styles simultaneously. He says he still gets nervous, particularly indoors, despite his wealth of experience. David's future plans include EIAC in Finland and the Dunbrody 100 in 2022, WIAC in the UK and EBHC in Finland, both in 2023.